phenomenological signatures of gauge invariant theories of gravity with vectorial and gradient nonmetricity, by Israel Quiroz. In this paper we discuss on the phenomenological footprints of theories where the gravitational effects are due not only to spacetime curvature, but also to nonmetricity. These theories are characterized by gauge invariance. Due to their simplicity, here we focus in theories with vectorial nonmetricity. We make special emphasis in gradient nonmetricity theories which are based in Weyl integrable geometry, weak spaces. While arbitrary and vectorial nonmetricities may have played a role in the quantum epoch, gradient nonmetricity can be important for the description of gravitational phenomena in our classical world instead. This would entail that gauge symmetry may be an actual symmetry of our past, present and future universe, without conflict with the Standard Model of Particles, SMP. We show that, in a gauge-invariant world modeled by weak spacetime, the vacuum energy density is a dynamical quantity, so that the cosmological constant problem, CCP, may be avoided. Besides, due to gauge invariance, and to the fact that photons and radiation do not interact with nonmetricity, the accelerated pace of cosmic expansion can be explained without the need for the dark energy. We also discuss on the many worlds interpretation of the resulting gauge invariant framework, where general relativity GR is just a specific gauge of the theory. The unavoidable discrepancy between the present value of the Hubble parameter computed on the GR basis and its value according to the gauge invariant theory may explain the Hubble tension issue. It will be shown also that, due to gauge freedom, inflation is not required in order to explain the flatness, horizon and relic particles abundance problems within the present framework. This was Phenomenological Signatures of Gauge Invariant Theories of Gravity with Vectorial and Gradient Nonmetricity, by Israel Quiroz.